for South Coast Sports Radio, we have a Haven't Hero. Ollie Palmer joins me. You're now at Grimsby, Ollie. How are you finding it at Grimsby?
Yeah, I'm loving it. Obviously, getting the game time. Scored a fair few goals there, and the changing room's great. Gaffer's taking me on board. Fans are taking me on board, and I'm loving it.
You obviously went from Haven't to Mansfield. How easy or difficult did you find the transition from playing non-league football to playing league football on a regular basis?
It wasn't too much. And obviously, it's full-time. You have to adapt to that, and obviously getting a run of games, which never really happened there, so probably helped obviously in this, in the build up and coming to Grimsby and that, you know, that side of things. And I've really, you know, appreciated the time I've had there, and you know, I'm still a Mansfield player, but I'm just on loan at Grimsby right now and hoping to do big things here.
You're just one game away from Wembley now, from Haven't to Wembley. That must be mind-boggling for yourself.
Yeah, obviously that's what you dream about as a little kid, isn't it? And you want to play at Wembley, you want to play in big finals, and that's what it's all about, really.
How much did you enjoy your time at Haven and Waterloo, and how much do you owe the success to Lee Bradbury and, of course, Sean Gale?
Yeah, a lot. Obviously, Sean Gale brought me to the club. Lee Bradbury, you know, is a fantastic calibre of a manager, and he knows what he's talking about, and he's, you know, he's helped me out an awful lot, and we still speak now, and I do owe him a lot, but at the end of the day, I've got to focus on my task ahead, and I want to play as high up the pyramid as possible, and you know, Lee Bradbury's always there for advice for me.
Well, congratulations on the win tonight, Ollie. Thank you for speaking with us on South Coast Sports Radio.
Right,
thank you.
Care.